Browser window. 01 underline Outlook 2016-lesson3-objectives.htm visited link.
Hello everyone, this is Dan with the Training Department at Freedom Scientific, and today's lesson is Outlook 2016, Lesson 3. For the things that we'll cover today include things like reading complicated or difficult emails. Sometimes you have to open those in a web browser to get good reading quality, I guess, is the best way to put it. We'll look at JAWS navigation quick keys in email, instant search feature, one of my favorites, and then we'll also look at categories, flags, and tasks. So there's a lot to cover. I'll go ahead and push out the next page.
Outlook 2016, Lesson 3 document. Document. Attendee.
In a few minutes, for those of you participating in the live webinar today, I'm going to start the desktop sharing. And when I do that, where the browser is, where the text of the lesson is right now, that will become a picture of my screen. So I'm going to press F6 to move to the browser window.
F6. Document.
And then I'll press Tab to move to that first link.
Tab. Open the documentation in a new browser window opens in a new window link.
And I'll press Enter to do that.
Enter. New browser window. Shift Windows left arrow. Windows up arrow.
Okay, so that gets me the documentation out of the training room, and that way I can review my notes as I'm going through the lesson. All right, so I'll go ahead and start the desktop sharing.
Menu bar. Context menu. Freedom menus. Freedom Scientific training. Pause button.
And I've already got Outlook open, so I'll switch over to Outlook.
Alt tab. Freedom Sci. Alt tab. Outlook 2000. Alt tab. Acoustic guitar Yahoo Groups - Clark at freedomscientific.com - Outlook. Acoustic guitar Yahoo Groups - Clark at Freedom Sci.
Okay, I pressed Control to stop speech there. Let me do one other thing here real quick.
Alt tab. Freedom Scientific Training. Shift Windows left arrow. Alt tab. Acoustic guitar Yahoo Groups - Clark at freedomscientific.com.
Okay, so in lesson two, we looked at the calendar and in the meeting request attendee list, you'll recall that JAWS was not reading very well. In that required attendee menu or in the columns that are to the left of the participant's name that you're trying to add to the meetings. And I tried it on my other computer, which is not the one I'm using for this webinar, but my other computer. And it is actually working better there. It's actually working very well in the newest version of Outlook 2016. And now this is the one that's downloaded from the Office 365 subscription. Okay. So if you have the Office 365 subscription and you download Outlook 2016 and start using it and then you get into that area, here's an example of what's spoken. When you first go in there, you're in the initial list view, and JAWS says, all attendees list box, in this case I had three attendees, it said that. Type text to add an attendee, use the up down arrows to move through the list of attendees. When I pressed up arrow to move to the second attendee in the list, it read the entire line, the person's email address. It said that it had no information for that attendee, that it was a required attendee, and that I was going to send the meeting to that attendee. So JAWS read the whole line. On that particular list, there's three columns. The person's name, the email address, is in the third column. When you press left arrow to move to the second column, just to the left of the email address, JAWS spoke, which it didn't do yesterday. In this newer version, JAWS said, required attendee menu. When I press left arrow again to move to the first column, just to the left of the required attendee column, JAWS said, send meeting to this attendee checkbox. So those two things are reading, and it said check, by the way. So if you didn't want to send it to somebody, you could uncheck. Let's say you had a list of 20 people in your meeting request, and then somebody said, I don't want to be in this meeting anymore, or they're no longer an employee, whatever. You could uncheck that, or you could also just delete them from that list. When I pressed enter, When I pressed right arrow to move back to column 2 where it said required attendee menu, I pressed enter to open the context menu for that, and JAWS said menu. Then I pressed down arrow to move through the items in the menu, and I heard all three items. The required attendee was first, optional attendee was second, and resource room or equipment was third. So this all goes back to what I've talked about in these webinars for Office 2016, in that you have two different versions of Outlook right now in 2016. There's one that's installed from the subscription version of Office 365, and that's the one where Microsoft is putting all of their development currently. As time goes on, they'll go back and put these things in this newer version of Outlook into the existing versions of Outlook. And for the sake of clarity, I guess I'm just going to call it the old desktop version, as opposed to the new desktop version that gets downloaded from Office 365 subscription. Just to tell you the versions that I'm using, on the standalone install computer that I have, I checked the version and it's Outlook 2016 MSO and it said 16.0.4549.1000. Now, of course, that'll change by the time we listen to the archive at some point. But the other computer where I have the subscription version
if there are problems
of
with
365
how this message is
and go into the about information, I find that it says subscription product, Microsoft Office 365, version 1707, build 8326.2076, and then it says click to run. I'm not sure what that click to run means, but I guess it means you could probably click at that point and start that program. So there is a difference there, and the newer versions are actually working better. And that's what I had tried to say, if I didn't say it clearly, that Microsoft is really putting a lot of effort into making their newer products, newer versions of their products, more accessible, and it's happening on a monthly basis. So that's really exciting. Every month there's new things coming out in this new version, the one downloaded from the 365 subscription. For those of you who want to maybe live on the cutting edge, you can also join the Microsoft, I think they have a program where you can get the I'm not sure what they call it now. I'm thinking of it and I'll probably think of it later. It's a special program where you can get the updated copies right away. It's kind of like a beta program. Some of you may already be participating in that, but I had heard that some of those things that are in that program are showing up even before the things that are showing up, the changes that are showing up in the newer version installed from Office 365. So just as a heads up there, if you want to participate in the Microsoft program that's doing that, it could be fun. The first thing I wanted to talk about in the lesson today, in terms of the new content, is reading complicated or difficult emails in a web browser. You don't have to do this as often as we used to, it seems like for me anyway. Whenever I try to find a complicated email that's not reading right, it seems to be working right now. But let's see. I'm going to go ahead and open up one of these mails from acousticguitar@yahoogroups.com. I'll press enter.
Enter. Message. From acoustic_guitar@yahoogroups.com. Subject left bracket acoustic underline guitar right bracket digest number 5800.
Okay, I pressed control to stop speech. And I'll just do a say line to see where focus is.
Link graphic Yahoo, grooves dash dash greater.
Okay, so there's a link, and I'm just going to down arrow from there.
Link acoustic guitar groove, blank, heading level 1-1 message, digest number 5896, 1. Link another book review, by Porchbread, blank, heading level 1 message, heading level 2-1. Heading level 2 link another book review, heading level 4 Tuesday, August 29th, 2017, 1:51 p.m. left paren p.
Okay, so this one's reading right. A lot of the times where you'll find that you might have issues are in those emails that you get that have a lot of tables in them. And sometimes they have tables that are nested within tables for, I guess, layout purposes would be the best way to describe it. And those could be difficult to read because you might be going up and down column 1 and everything is over in column 2 or column 3. So you might miss important information sometimes. So to view an email in the browser, the quickest way is to just go to the Home tab, Alt-H.
Alt-H, menu.
moving to the Home tab of the ribbon. And in this case, I call it Home tab, but in Outlook, in Message, it's called the Message tab. So it's the Message tab with Alt-H here. Then you can press the letter A to activate the Actions button. And the Actions button is about halfway across the ribbon. It's in the Move group, M-O-V-E. So I'll just press the letter A.
A, Edit Message.
We get a context menu that pops up, or pops down, I guess, in this case. And if I down arrow through this, I'll find one that says Other Actions submenu.
Recall this message ... unavailable. Resend this message ... View in Browser. Other Actions submenu.
Oh, go back up to View in Browser.
View in Browser.
Other Actions was something else I was thinking about. So you press Enter there on View in Browser, or you could press the letter V as in Victor to do that.
Enter.
And that will open
Leaving
it up.
Leaving Menus. Message. Internet Explorer. Acoustic Guitar.
And so now that opened it up in Internet Explorer on my computer. And I guess that would depend on your default browser and how you've got it set up. So I don't need to have that open. I'm going to close it. Alt-F4.
Alt-F4. Message. From colon acoustic under...
And I'll press Escape to get out of that message.
Escape. Acoustic Guitar Yahoo Groups dash Clark at Freedoms.
You can also use navigation quick keys in HTML-based messages.
Enter. Message. From colon acoustic underline get...
I find it's not working in messages that I'm looking at, although I thought it used to be working. So if I press H here...
H.
It just says H.
H. Virtual PC cursor.
The virtual PC cursor is on, so it's just not working in a message that I'm reading right now. In Microsoft Word, we had to press Insert Z, Z, to switch to Navigation Quick Key mode. If I press that here, I get a message.
The ability to toggle quick navigation on and off is only available in an open document, editable message, or unprotected form.
So it tells me I can't do that here. Now, if I were to press Alt-L to reply to all on this message...
Freedom sign.
Okay, so there's a keystroke in there somewhere that I hit by accident, and it turned off the microphone. So what I was doing is I was pressing in an open message. I think it was the Alt-L keystroke that did it, because that locks and unlocks the microphone. So how about I do a Control-R instead of Alt-L?
Control-R.
All right, how about Alt-R?